Blog Talk Radio.
I'm only in my 60s. I've got a nice long life ahead. Big plans. So when I found out Medicare doesn't pay all my medical expenses, I looked at my options. Then I got a Medicare supplement insurance plan.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you may know it only covers about 80% of your Part B medical expenses. The rest is up to you. Call now and find out about an AARP Medicare Supplement Insurance Plan insured by United Healthcare Insurance Company. Like all standardized Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans, it helps pick up some of what Medicare doesn't pay and could save you in out-of-pocket medical costs.
To me, relationships matter. I've been with my doctor for 12 years. Now I know I'll be able to stick with him.
With these types of plans, you'll be able to visit any doctor or hospital that accepts Medicare patients. Plus, there are no networks and virtually no referrals needed. So don't wait. Call now and request this free decision guide to help you better understand Medicare and which AARP Medicare supplement plan might be best for you. There's a wide range to choose from.
We love to travel, and there's so much more to see. So we found a plan that can travel with us anywhere in the country.
Join the millions of people who have already enrolled in the only Medicare supplement insurance plans endorsed by AARP, an organization serving the needs of people 50 and over for generations. Remember, all Medicare supplement insurance plans help cover what Medicare doesn't pay and could save you in out-of-pocket medical costs. Call now to request your free decision guide and learn more about the kinds of plans that will be here for you now and down the road.
I have a lifetime of experience, so I know how important that is.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Pick up your microphone. Pick up your microphone. Yo, how many mics do we rip on the daily? Say many. How many mics do we rip on the daily? Many money. Say many.
I get mad frustrated when I rhyme. Thinking of all them kids that try to do this for all the wrong reasons. Seasons change, mad things rearrange, but it all stays the same like the love doctor strange. I'm tame like the rapper. Get red like a snapper when they do that. Got your whole block saying true that. If only they knew that. It was you who was irregular. Sold your soul for some secular music. Is whack, plus you use that. Loop over and over. Claiming that you got a new style. Your attempts are futile. Ooh, child. You're puerile. Brainwaves are sterile. You can't create. You just wait to take my fate. Laced with malice. Hands get callous. From gripping microphones from here to Dallas. Go ask Alice if you don't believe me. I get inner visions like Stevie. See me. Ascension from the chalice like the Weeby. Indeed be like Khalid Muhammad. MCs make me vomit. I get controversial. Freaking style with no rehearsal. Ooh. Contrary, old friend, don't you even go there. Me without a mic is like a bee without a snare. I dare to tear into your ego. We go way back like some ganja and Palico or Calico vision. My mind's making decisions in your anatomy. And our backs with Deuteronomy. Or Leviticus, God made this word. You can't get with this. Sweet like licorice, dangerous like syphilis. Yeah. Yeah.
How many mics do we rip on the daily? Many, many. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Many money, say me say many.
I used to be underrated. Now I take iron, makes my shit constipated. I'm more concentrated. So on my day off with the Sonnenberg, I play golf. Run through Crown Heights screaming out, my foot's off. Problem with no man, before black, I'm first human. Appetite to write like Frederick Douglass with a slave hand. Street pressure, word to Papa, I ain't going under. One day I have a label that make deals with Tommy Mottola. Mama always told me, you're one in a million. Always watch your back, never tangle with Haitian Sicilians. Now I got a record deal, how does it feel? I'm never gonna survive unless I get crazy like Steel. Cause the whole world's out of order. So at night the fiends dance on Grease with John Travolta. One got slaughtered as he caught blood from his mouth. The other tried to duck and caught a left with my Guinness stout. Brother, brother, can't you get this through your head? It's the setup by the feds that open us with the infrared. How many mics do you rip on the daily? Many money, you say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the daily? Many money, say me say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the daily?
Too many MCs, not enough mics. Exit your show like I exit the turnpike. Dyson dynamite like Dolomite. Double deuce delight, I don't dick Van Dyke. Starlight to star bright, the freaks come out at night. Like my man White Clef. And my panache will march your entourage. Squash your squad and hide their bodies under my garage. And when the cops come looking, I be booking to Brooklyn. Beat their trails broken, flipping tokens to Hoboken. A clean getaway like Alec Baldwin. Driving in my fast car, playing Tracy Chapman.
How many mics do we rip on the deli? Send me, say many money. Send me, say many, many, many. How many mics do you rip on the deli? Many money. Send me, say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Mini money, send me say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the deli? Mini money, send me say many.
They gonna move on us, and we gotta get prepared. We gotta get the forces together, man. We gotta get our families together. Ready or not, man. Ready or not, they gonna move on us. So I tell you what, better safe than sorry. Let's be ready.
Good evening. This is a product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I'm your host, E. Davis. We are back. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. Happy this is the month of June. We're celebrating Father's Day this month. We are celebrating Juneteenth this month. And, of course, it is always business. We keep it on the business vibe. We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And, again, I'm your host, EJ. So, we are going to be discussing how to be an influencer or a brand ambassador. If you think of a brand ambassador, think of the celebrities that we see that are a campaign for Pacific Perfume, Pacific Shampoo, Pacific Clothing Line, when you watch the commercials. These are the brand ambassadors. These are the celebrities that we know and love that's going to encourage us, the consumers, to purchase the product. And of course, in today's of social media, how do you become one? Because you can actually make money. You can make a contract. You can make some money. And if you think about some of the influencers that we follow on social media, such as the beautiful Tabitha Brown, she's a brand ambassador. She's going to promote a specific brand. And she's going to make a delicious dish, vegan dish, and she's going to promote that brand. She's going to mention it. She's going to cook with it. She's going to post it on her social media sites. And those who are trying to be health conscious, we're going to find the brand and try to purchase it for herself. And because now she's at a certain level, she's now in the process of making her own quote-unquote brand, from her t-shirts to her sunshine seasoning to her very good garlic powder. This is how you be a brand ambassador. So as you know, true to form, I have my notes that I'm going to be going over with you on discussing how to be a brand ambassador. So understand what it is, first of all, before you do anything in life. before you make any type of commitment, before you make any type of agreement, understand what it is. Whatever the product is, whatever the business is, whatever the business venture is, you got to understand what it is. A brand ambassador is a person who represents a company in some way. Today, in today's circuit, a number of companies invest money into a brand ambassador program. Throughout these marketing campaigns, companies will recruit the influencers to serve as the faces of the brand and to promote the product to a target audience. And that's to say that is a model, respectfully. So you got to have a presence. You got to have a charisma. You have to have charm. All right, a brand ambassador, a brand association with a brand ambassador helps them improve the brand loyalty, expand to the audience, and boost sales. In turn, the brand ambassador is compensated by the brand in cash and likely an array of company products. So as mentioned, you can get paid for this. It could boost the sales. So if we see, let's say, Oprah promoting McCormick seasoning. Everybody loves Oprah. Oprah likes this McCormick seasoning, so everybody's going to buy the McCormick seasoning because if Oprah uses it, why not? A brand ambassador's key duty is to promote the brand's product. For example, brand ambassadors hired by fashion brands might upload photographs of themselves from designers' garments or a video of them unboxing their clothing. Clothing haul. This is similarly to a brand ambassador for beauty company. It might promote their makeup products by creating a video tutorial for their followers. So if you think about those that are into makeup, if you see a new product, say by Fenty Beauty, we're going to shout out Rihanna, Fenty Beauty. If I purchase it myself, I'm going to unbox it. I'm going to show the video of me unboxing it with the Fenty name. I may show a makeup tutorial, how I do my eyebrows, my eyeshadow, my foundation, my lipstick. And again, I am representing Fenty Beauty. If you remember the recent Super Bowl that she did when she stopped to singing and she patted her makeup, using her own makeup, Fenty, she's her own brand ambassador. So it was a shout out to her company. Of course, this is true Rihanna fashion. Since brand ambassadors are committed to a few brands that closely align with their values, they also expect to know a lot about the products that they're representing. With this knowledge, online brand ambassadors help educate audience throughout channels like TikTok Live, Instagram's Q&A, and other online marketing events, usually paid by the brand, of course, itself. So in the days of social media, you can go on, of course, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. You can set up the platform to go live to discuss the brand itself. And again, by you building up an audience, by you building up a community base, then that way you can get the brand out there, get the notoriety. So again, we all know what a brand ambassador is. And again, before social media really became dominant in today's society, you would see the commercial, the L'Oreal commercials, the perfume commercials, Dior. I remember vividly seeing Charlize Theron as a Dior for the perfume Dior. The actress Keira Knightley is a big Chanel ambassador. She's a brand ambassador. Famous people, even during the Super Bowl commercials of the famous people eating certain foods, drinking certain sodas, drinking certain alcohols. These are all brand ambassadors to get society into purchasing their products. All right. And again, this is a business thing. This is a business deal. All right. So how do you become one? I mean, it's, we could talk about it all day long, but how do you become one? From selecting your social media platform to creating captivating content and building a strong personal brand, becoming a successful brand ambassador takes a lot of work. All right. I am not shy to hard work. You got to get up. You got to move. You got to work. You got to brainstorm. You got to build a team. Even if your team is you and your best friend, you and your spouse, you and your kids, you have to build a team. It takes hard work. So, of course, I got some notes, and we're going to outline how to be a brand ambassador. First, you must choose a platform, right? Choosing a platform is required, which is would be your social media presence. While most brand ambassadors have a strong presence on multiple social media platforms, each one of them has a platform that they are most known for. I specifically enjoy Facebook and Instagram. Those are my go-tos. Now, I do have a TikTok account. I do have a LinkedIn account. I did at one point have the Snapchat, but my all-around go-tos was Instagram and Facebook. When deciding which platform you want to focus on, you should think of what type of content you like creating the most. Are you somebody who likes to talk about it? Are you someone that likes to just show a video of you wearing or presenting the product? You have to understand how to build your content. All right? To guide your decision-making, here's a quick breakdown of the social media platforms that are most popular among brand ambassadors. All right, TikTok. All right, it's great for outgoing people who like create shorter videos content and who are constantly keeping on top of the trend. So if TikTok is your brand, it is your platform, I'll say. Yeah, they have an outgoing personality. This is not for the shy. All right. Instagram is ideal for creators who are known for their aesthetics, for sharing visual content, specifically curated pictures, carousels, and reels. All right. Twitter is great for short and frequent commentary online events. YouTube is best for making videos for a larger format. And Reddit users like to have a conversation on niche topics in an outline form. All right, and then we're going to get to the other types of platforms after we have a track by the international DJ Brother O.
I was born, nothing is promised. My life is filled with less hope than the prophecies of Nostradamus. Omega marks the ending of predictability, birth of agility. Who will it be to test me and expose its utility? Iron like a lion from Zion, stop trying so hard. I think I smell your brain cells frying. The family's behind you if you're worthy. Philosophies develop deep in the back streets of Dirty Jersey. Troops with Kelly hats and Timberland boots. No more breakdancing for loops. Niggas hustling and shoot. In the Garden State, it grows stink weeds and criminals. Government funds are minimal. Oppression subliminal.
These days, it's hard for we to find peace of mind. Between insanity and sanity, there lies a thin line. Some dwell in hotels with Jezebels of Stone Age and fall a victim to the plague. Unclean, bad dreams, a white cleft being a fiend. One last kiss from my sweet serpentine. Eliminate, break, navigate to rejuvenate. Thoughts of suicide with my nickel plate. Reconciliation came from my enemy friend who said family don't bend. We stay solid to the end. Now who would think that your best friend would be your worst enemy and your enemy your best friend? Stare into the air, inspiration from the atmosphere. I think of old ghosts that ain't even here, like Alec Kelly. Take notes of this biography. My family tree consists of street refugees, a ghetto land where we talk slang. Stolen cars bang like my city
bang, bang, shebang, featherhead. We ain't selling cocaine today, so refrain and let my family reign, okay?
Just walking the streets, death could take you away. It's never guaranteed that you see the next day. At night, the evil armies of Satan don't play. So defend the family, that's the code to obey.
But if I fall asleep and death takes me away, don't be surprised, son, I wasn't put here to stay at night. The evil army of Satan don't play. So the family sticks together and we never betray.
Yo, 52 pickups, no cops around. 52,000 in cash, I don't want no 7 points. Have the money ready, I smell something fishy. Your wife in my custody, once for a smoke, you find a body in the sea. That's the voice of the kid, that's the kidnapper. I do my work and then I catch my ticket to Jamaica. Meet me in the alley, make sure you bring the money. This ain't the 70s, I'm far from a jack
turkey. My circle, it can't be broken, open cut, though it provoking. Ragged, promoting, token, choking, all their words like smoking. Cause we saw the poking, doesn't mean that we forgotten. Your booty smell rotten, and one day you will be gotten. See, jokers is scatterbrained, they focus is unrestrained. My army is trained, you never find a sleep in the day. Cause I seen fire and I seen rain. You claim fame while modest niggas remain. I can judge a character like Ito judge a verdict. And if you bring a threat, I give you sass if I ain't heard it. You poppin' shit about the attitude and how you word it. I seen the biggest niggas on the block get murdered and they deserve it. Or so the beef said when they served it. That shit is nervous. So what's my purpose, family? We must deserve it. Your numbers be tired. I hope you like the hell by you. You been screaming murder. She wrote like Shaka Demons and
flying. Just walking the streets, death could take you away. It's never guaranteed that you see the next day. At night, the evil armies of Shaitan don't play. So defend the family, that's the code to obey.
If I should fall asleep and death take me away, don't be surprised, son, I wasn't put here to stay. At night, the evil armies of Shaitan don't play. So the family stick together and we never betray.
We used to jump rope, but now we gun hope. Busting shots off of Project Rooftop. Sending signals with the blunt smoke. Don't talk a lot if you can't hold it in lock. If you think lip sync shit, imagine 4 o'clock clips. I hold a glass of Remy Martin, getting milk by the cartons, extorting the lightweights for thinking they important. The night pays in heavenly ways, ain't nothing free, guys. Knowledge in your family and step into your B.I. You see, I stay on top of shit like a fly. My niggas reach when we got beef and jet down the South Beach. Your mouthpiece is yapping, I hear it in your rapping. My family is sick, so that bullshit can never happen.
Just walking the streets, death could take you away. It's never guaranteed that you see the next day. At night, the evil army and Shaitan don't play. So defend the family, that's the code to obey.
If I should fall asleep and death take me away, don't be surprised, son, I wasn't put here to stay. At night, the evil armies of Satan don't play. So the family stick together and we never betray.
It's your boy Olaf T on the ones and twos for you and you and you and you. That's my girl E. Davis, you know what time it is.
Alright. Yes, yes, yes. We were on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And I am your host, E. Davis. This is Strictly Business. We do have a caller in the queue. Caller, please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Well, hi there, E. Davis. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Ava, casual chat with Ava Holly. How are you?
How are you, girl? I can't wait to get you on my show. We're going to get that all worked out. But I'm
absolutely
loving your topic tonight. That's such a great thing. You know, I used to watch this show with, I think it was Diane von Furstenberg that did one of those reality shows, but it was searching for a brand ambassador. And I just thought it was so cool. I only saw like one or two seasons and then it wasn't on anymore, but it was very interesting.
Okay. That's interesting. So would you be a brand ambassador since you are someone that has a platform such as Casual Chat? Would you be a brand
ambassador? I don't know if I would consider myself a brand ambassador only because I think that that particular title would go along with one piece of thing that you're doing, one line of clothing, one line of perfume, I do a myriad of things. So I don't know if I would actually consider myself a brand ambassador, although I work with a lot of brands. So, maybe I do that branding for myself. You know, I've changed everything to include my name. So, and I know a lot of people are doing that now. So it's Ava's Casual Chat. Well, and here it's the Casual Chat with Ava Holly. But I use Ava's Casual Chat on my website. I use Ava's eye bags, all kinds of stuff that start with my name. So, you know, I think that's a brand in itself when you're creating your own brand, to pick that one thing that you're going to utilize in everything that you do. So, yeah.
Well, from my understanding, you could do more than one brand. So, for example, I could be your brand ambassadors for Ava Ibags. You know what I mean?
Right. Right, but I wouldn't necessarily be the brand ambassador for it. But, yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yes,
yeah.
You can, absolutely, because it's your brand. So you are the ambassador. You are the representative. If you are
right, of your own brand. Yeah, I'm thinking of, like, somebody that you hire. Like, I would hire someone to be the brand ambassador for the eye bags, for the fashion events, for whatever. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You can hire more than one person to represent you. And then, for example, you could be the
get what you're saying, though. Yes, absolutely. And but I love that topic because I think it's so important that, you know, not only do we have to create what we create, but we have to get it out there. So whether it's you doing it or you hire somebody, yeah, you have to get it out there.
One thing I've learned with Damian John's book, The Power of Broke, it's a great book. When someone was advertising for an event and this individual, I can't remember the person's name per se, but he was saying that he couldn't afford to hire a staff. So what he did was he grabbed a bunch of teenagers and needed them to pass out flyers to go, you know, hand to hand, word of mouth, and he gave them a pizza. The guy at the end of the day, he bought the teenagers a pizza and sodas, and this is your payment. And again, at 13, 14, 15 years old, this was the type of payment that they agreed to. And that's how he was able to get the word out. So even if you can't, say, you know, get your niece, your nephew to post something on Instagram representing the brand, that's what gets your brand out there.
Right, right. So that's great. So I'm loving your topic. It's so totally in my wheelhouse, and I love hearing you speak about it. So thank you for sharing your expertise and talents with us on that.
You are more than welcome. So I know your show was yesterday, but can you give us a date when your show will be next month?
My next one is July 5th, so right after the holiday weekend, kick back with a casual chat right here on WBNN, 9:30 p.m. Eastern.
All right, Ava, thank you so much for calling. You have a great evening.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, man, I love Ava. She is the sweetest of sweetest. I love her so much. All right, so we are talking about how to be a brand ambassador and choosing platform. All right, so also there's LinkedIn and there's Pinterest. LinkedIn is best for business professionals who like to share longer forms of content and stories about their career journeys. So this will be perfect if you're showing your career journey on how you're building your brand and how from where it started to how it's going. It'd be perfect for you if you want to share that journey. And Pinterest is another visual, it's imagery, it's platform where creators can build inspiration for their life. And that's something more of a storyboard, if you want to build a storyboard, which I'm an author, I'm all about putting the visuals together so it can help me stay focused as far as writing. And if you want to, again, create your story on a visual level, Pinterest will be the best place for you. All right, next is define your personal brand. So how can you define your personal brand, okay? And how you would do that is the brand ambassadors are recruited primarily for the influence they have over a specific audience. These individuals are considered, they're considered the influencers and thought leaders within their industry or niche. All right. So I'll give you a prime example. If I want to market my company, Writer's Block Publishing LLC, which is a publishing company that publishes independent authors for free, and if I want to create which I have merch. I have Writer's Block t-shirts. I have Writer's Block mugs. I have Writer's Block journals. But for the t-shirts, okay, if I really want the t-shirts to pop, the different colors of t-shirts, I would maybe get my 23-year-old daughter to kind of post the t-shirts on her social media brand because she can match it up with a pair of sneakers, her earrings, and her more street trending vibe. And that's who she would influence the most, her friends, that element. If I want to promote that writing quiet time, that time alone where you're writing your journal, you're sipping your coffee in the morning, I maybe reach out to a friend that's my age, in their 40s, 50s, with the mugs and the journals. So these are the type of people, how you can define your personal brand. To build influence, first, you need to know who you are and what your value is. And you need to be able to provide that to an audience. So you got to understand who you are. Are you someone that is, if you're very serious, are you a radical? Are you a mover and shaker? Are you someone likes to laugh, likes to joke? Are you a prankster? Which is nothing, again, there's nothing wrong with who you are, but you have to be able to define that, okay? Because, again, you can't be a serious ambassador for, say, Chanel, if you are a clown, a jokester, or a comedian, unless you are trying to transition into more of a serious role. All right, I'll use Eddie Murphy for an example. Eddie Murphy started out as a comedian. We all know him from Saturday Night Live. We know him from Raw, Delirious. But as he transitioned to more serious roles, we can now see him, say, being a model for Chanel, wearing the tuxedo, the James Bond, and talking about the cologne, the scent for, say, Chanel's cologne or Dior. We can see that. But can we see someone who is a little bit more on the silly side? No. So you got to understand who you are. Your personal brand is the image or reputation you convey to the world. It's the what of your personality brand. It could be anything. It's really up to you. And as we continue into this, we want to hear a track from the legendary international DJ, Brother O.
You rocking loud, but you ain't saying nothing.
I play my enemies like a game of chess.
Playing Mr. Big, I'm gonna get the sucker.
Soldier, left, right, left, right.
It's time I settle the score.
Left, right, left. Left,
time I
left,
settle the score. Ripper to the rum, rum to the ripple. Single, but this times I come in triple. From blah, blah, with the heat into your head, now you dead. White left, don't give a ooh if you're dead. Rack, rack, let me attach like a black hat. You in the wrong neighborhood, check the map. You gotta go for backup to do what you gotta do. So you be back with Ramsey, you traitor in your crew is my food. He put poison in my tea and killed the toe, but I'll be back with dinner. I'm on some new technique, drunk in bamboo. I'm taking off cruise. What? Competition simulation for the rap man. Losers, check the tutors as I'm sucking on your girl hooters. Don't play macho cause you got the gun so. Cause if you gotta reload, man.
Yo,
why Clef the multi-talented? Average heads can't handle it. I bring it to you live. Only if you
only
want
if
it.
You
me
want
and my guitar go back like the days of the RMC.
Come on.
Check out my melody.
The W-I-C-L-F, why Clef the winning contest? I'm victorious. Still keep it real. If you really manifest through your skills, not by how many shells you peel.
I'ma bring down the ruckus, play the nutcracker. Rough net redneck, makes me no bother. Time after time, accent the lopper. Boss, you don't wanna fuck with my partner. Motion, commotion, what's your proposal? Uphold tweets unfold. The crew is disposal, like utensil, frost like dental. I autograph my lyrics with a number two pencil.
Straight to the head with the speed of a bullet. Cutting niggas off at the meeky freaky gullet. Lyrical fetish, keep niggas meditative. Head rushes, I give the creative kids and fiends. Dreams of euphoria, aurora, to another galaxy, galaxy. See this microphone button lifted. Lyrically I'm gifted. Burn on it without the rope clipping. Hinders, mind bender, pleasure cinder. So frequently your nerve and niggas belong to me. Wrongfully you put me down, I receive the full capacity of my smoke. Whack niggas choke from the fumes that I emote. Oh, we make shit. See, even I feel the mahogany L. Natural hallucinogen. Tony Boy's Dominican with extra dreams. Release blues, yellows, and greens from Brownsville to Queens.
No doubt the man swift. I'm more magnificent than Lee Van Cliff. You stand stiff and got the nerve to let your man rip.
We know where to run.
And start flaking like dandruff. Come on, son, my CeeLo's tight. Cause by far I'm the best producer on the mic.
Right.
On the right. Analytical conceptions with precision and leave lyrical incision.
Big.
No diggity. E. Davis comes strictly. Yeah. It's your boy on that on the wheels to steer 1-2 and 2 and 2 for you and you. That's my
all
girl,
they
yo.
Do
you
is front and lie. Whatever. Don't go and get true. Some drink. You all right? You straight?
Yeah, I'm straight.
I'll be right back.
Hey, yo. Yo, Jay. I heard you fucking shit. Michelle Leslie Brown? Nigga, Michelle Leslie Brown.
For 225th Street?
Nigga, Michelle Leslie Brown from 225th Street.
That played ball in the park.
Nigga, Michelle Leslie Brown from 225th Street.
All right, we are back. We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press the number one to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ndozi Time Multimedia, and I am your host, E. Davis. All right, we're talking about how to be a brand ambassador. And how do you do that is you find the brand, you choose your platform, and you also need to define your personal brand, okay? And this is all extremely important because the brand is something that can represent who you are, what you like. Like one of my favorite perfumes is Dreams by Coach. It's floral, it's nice, it's soft, it's who I am. So if Coach was ever to reach out to me, hey Coach, but if Coach was ever to reach out to me and want me to promote their brand, Dreams would be one of the scents. I'd be like, that's where it is. All right. So we were talking about defining your brand, and one of the most important things to consider when defining your personal brand is to be yourself. You have to be yourself. Don't try to do it like they did. Don't try to do it like she did. Don't try to do it like he did. It's hard to fake authenticity. We know when you're faking. We know when you're acting. We know when you're doing too much. And authenticity goes a long way when it comes to making others believe you. So for me to be a brand ambassador for something that I enjoy, I can't fake it. If I don't like it, I'm not going to deal with it. I'm not going to, first of all, those that know me, I'm not going to follow anybody who I don't agree with. I'm not going to say agree with, believe in. I think your brand is bogus. I think your brand does not represent quality. If I believe your brand is not for women and men, if I don't believe your brand speaks to my heart, you're not going to get my support. You're not going to get my dollar. You're not going to get my support. You're not going to get my Facebook share. You're not going to get my Instagram share. You're not going to get anything from me, not my dollar, anything. All right? So I'm not going to fake it just for the sake of a couple of dollars. Absolutely not. There's a brand I'm not a big fan of clothing brand. I will not say the person's name because I'm not going to throw them under the bus like that. But I just refuse to wear their clothes. Refuse. I don't care if it's on sale. I'm not going to do it. They're not going to get any money out of me. And the thing is, they probably could care less because I'm just somebody from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So they could be like, whatever. I'm not going to buy it. Their stores, I will not shop in because of misrepresentation. So absolutely not. Nope. I will not fake it. It's not worth it. I will not fake it. So you need to define your personal brand, who you are. Don't do it for the likes. Don't do it for the money. Define who you are. Being a cohesive online personality depends on consistency. All right? As you build your brand through curated images, videos, captions, and more, think about maintaining a consistent aesthetics, tone of voice throughout all your social media posts. Creating a social media brand for themselves is one of the most important things an ambassador can do. You got to think about, of course, the representation. You really need to understand the representation of who you are, what the representation is. If you're someone who is all about, if you're radical, if you're about the politics, if you're about speaking what is important for a specific brand, you have to be unapologetic and you have to be consistent. You can't run when it looks murky. You can't run when it looks scary. You can't hide behind trauma. I'll just put it out there. We all have it. Get some counseling and move forward, okay? Because if you're trying to build your brand, if you're trying to make this money, we don't have time for you to hide behind it. We're just going to keep it raw, all right? Next is write a captivating social media bio. We need to know who you are, okay? What makes you so important? Your social media bio is a super short and sweet about you section that usually goes at the top of your social media platform. This is one of the first spots that a potential brand partner is going to look at. So you want to be highly impactful, specific, and to the point. It should portray who you are and appeal to the type of brand you're looking to represent. It's all about you, but you got to keep it short and sweet. Nobody wants to hear read a long-winded bio. This, on my social media platform, Instagram, it says I'm a Christian, I am a vegan, I'm an author, and that's it. So I may post some spiritual posts, I may post some vegan recipes, and of course I'll promote my books. Let's keep it all the way simple. That's it. And I may put a selfie of, say, my husband or my daughter, and we're taking a selfie, and I'm showing maybe a T-shirt, or I'm rocking Pacific handbag. I'm a big Louis Vuitton fanatic. I'm rocking the handbag, so it might be a shout-out to the Louis Vuitton. I'm not a brand ambassador for Louis Vuitton one day, but it's just the point that it's a bio of who E. Davis is, okay? Also, writing a captivating bio, if you're trying to snag a brand partnership with a skiwear company, we'll use that for example, then you might want to consider mentioning your love for the mountains in the bio. So if you are somebody that's into athletics, sneakers, workout, if you work out, you want to promote how you are into fitness, health and wellness, in your bio. You know what I mean? That's important, so we know when we see your post and your information. Okay, this is somebody who's into that, so it's not going to be strange for us to see you in a workout apparel, the sports bra, the leggings, lifting weights. All right? Next, you need to understand your metrics. All right, a fundamental part of being a brand ambassador is knowing your metrics. These numbers are going to guide your success and ultimately determine if you're worthy of a brand partnership. This is what one of the reasons why I say consistency is key. Because if you are not consistent and you post once every month, you're not going to really draw that brand unless you're on Oprah's level. You post something and then she doesn't post. It's June now. She doesn't post until August. Okay? But if you're on, say, my level where nobody really knows who you are, you need to be consistent. And you need to understand the metrics. Each social media platform has a variety of specific metrics, compounds, and that makes for a lot. But don't worry. I definitely narrowed down a list for you. Here are the core metrics that most brands consider when choosing a potential brand ambassador. See, I got y'all. Don't even worry about it. First things first, number of followers. How many followers do you have? All right. This is the most basic metric and is one of the brands that are going to look for first. Now, don't think that you can fool a brand by purchasing fake followers. They'll see right through that. This point, they'll see right through that ploy, and as soon as they look into the following score metric. So you definitely need some followers. So what I recommend you do is, me as an author, I follow other authors, especially independent authors. I follow writing sites, group pages, things like that, and I also comment on it, so that way the comments is coming and going. So when a brand ambassador may see that, they can see my interaction, that I may know what I'm talking about. I have an opinion. I have thoughts. All right, we will get into more with another track from DJ Brother O.
We used to be number 10, now we permanent in one, in the battle lost my finger. Mike became my arm, pips the nozzle, hit the nasal. Blood becomes my form, tell her, it might be easy now, squeeze this summer. That's why cleft, see that flesh get scorned. Be so bad, make it feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. Tell your friends, say the hell out of my lord. Chicken George, became dead George, stealing chickens from my form.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the dead kitchen. If you're my theosis, then I'm bringing all his to Sicilian. Nobody shoot me. My body made a hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was chunking in the razor blade. That sounds sick, maybe one day I'll write the horror. Black and I come to the ghetto. Jack and Dracula. CD1 to CD crack babies. Becoming enemies with their own families. I'ma get them coming up when we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
Palm trees, smoking BDs as I burn my calories.
like I'm Brooklyn TV. Who that be? Enemy, wanna see the death of me. From Hawaii to Hong Kong, I run marathons like Ushuaikan, I'm a true champion like Farrakhan, reaches Delhi, Quran. It's a phenomenon, lyric tracks like Ramadan.
What's going on? Armageddon come, you know what we two done. Gun by my side just in case I gotta run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mosiah.
Yo, kid, we gotta get our family together, man. You know, we gotta get organized. We just can't be out here, you know, high and smoked up and whatever. We gotta get our stuff organized. Whatever we gonna do, we gotta do it right. So we need catching.
All right, all right, all right. This is a product of WBN. This is Strictly Business, and I'm your host, E. Davis, on the air all the way into Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And we are talking about being a brand ambassador. We are discussing understanding your metrics, all right? And one thing we need to do is understand the number of followers you have, average number of likes per post. So it is important to do it for the likes, but not do it for the likes. So how do you do that? All right, engagement matters. You need to be engaging. When looking for brand ambassadors, companies are looking for people who are seen as the influencers and thought leaders whose opinion is highly valued by their audience. Numbers of likes, favorites, thumbs ups, etc., is the most basic engagement metric, but it helps to prove that followers are enjoying your content and trusting your vision. So when you're on social media, and we all are, we're looking on Facebook, we see a picture of the family, we see pictures and thoughts, some words of affirmation. It's important to comment because then it's going to bring on engagement. And when a brand sees that, they want to say, oh, that person is deep. That person is very intelligent. I need them on my team. Okay. And a lot of people, especially the older generation, they're not really on Facebook all like that. But if you are trying to make this a business, you need to make the social media platform your business so you can comment and get the feedback, get the conversation flowing. All right. Next is far as being a brand ambassador and understanding the metrics is average numbers of impressions per post. Another the less used engagement metric. The number of impressions shows how far your post has traveled through other networks and is measured by how many people have actually viewed it. This metric is also, it also accounts for many times your post was featured on Discover, on a Discover page or quickly scroll past. Again, this is more than just you posting a picture of your favorite handbag. It's more than you posting a picture of a certain outfit. But it's the impression. How are people feeling when they see this post? Whether you are posting words of affirmation, posting a quote, and or again, posting a particular event that you're at, or posting you wearing a specific shoes, types of jewelry, how are people feeling when they see it? You have to spark the engagement. Okay, one of the things you need to do is reach out to your friends and family and say, hey, guess what? I'm trying to be a brand ambassador. I'm trying to make a little extra money on the side. I just posted something on Facebook, on Instagram. I need you to share it. Reach out to them personally and share it. Don't just assume that because you're on Facebook, you got 500 friends who want to see you and share it. It can get lost in the wind. You got to reach out to them and share. This is a business. And in business, something like this, you're considered an independent contractor, so you need to work. You need to put your name on. Sharing your content is a sure sign that it's valuable to your audience and worthy of sharing, starting a conversation. If this metric is strong, you'll easily be able to land brand deals. So again, it deals with the engagement. It deals with the impression. Because if you think about it, if we're not impressed by it, people won't deal with it. People won't engage. They won't talk about it. It's like, up, on to the next. Next. All right. Average numbers of saves. Many social media algorithms boost your post based on how many people save your post to view later. This is another super strong engagement metric that the companies consider when looking for a brand ambassador. So how many of us are saving? If we have any type of file for a computer, we save it. We need to save it so it's important so we don't lose it. Just like your post, we need to save it. One of the things I do when I need to save something is I'll share it to my husband, especially if it's a recipe, a vegan recipe that looks good that we can both try. I'll share it with him so I don't lose the content information. Because there's so much information out there, so many different sites, so many different pages, so many different people sharing recipes. If it's something I look good, it's easy to make, that we can make together, I'll share it with him. So I can always go into my inbox and see what it is. And then, of course, I may heart it, I may like it, I may comment on it, especially if I truly enjoy the ingredient. All right, next is determine compatible brands. All right, and this is very important because everybody has, you think about, say, we'll say jewelry. Everybody has bracelets. Everybody has earrings. Everybody has rings. Everybody has necklaces. Everybody has anklets. Everybody has the armbands. So you need to determine what is your dream brand deal. As a brand ambassador, this depends on the kind of content you create and the niche you occupy. Okay, so this is also important because of the simple fact that it's all about who you are, okay, as well as your personal brand values, mission, and goals. The brand chosen to represent, that you choose to represent, should reflect who you are and should align closely with the needs of your existing followers, okay? So I'm, for example, I love a casual hoop earring, okay? And this is as basic, such as you can get it off. You can buy this at a dollar store. It's not that deep. But if there was a specific brand that I wanted a specific hoop earring, where it has to be a certain type of gold, it has to be a certain type of silver, it might be a specific type of business, and their values, then I may represent them. All right? After reflecting on your goals and values, do a bit of research and build a list around 10 to 20 brands that reflect your dream personal partnership. What is it that you want? It's okay to have that determination, to have those, that, I want to use the word itinerary, but it's very important to say, this is what I want. This is who I am. This is how I'm going to move forward. We're looking for these compatible brands. You might want to consider these brand values, products, purpose, and target audience, in addition to more practical things like their location. All right, check out the company's social media accounts to try to engage or talk the target demographics. This is the kind of content they value and other brand ambassadors they might work with. To find a mix of smaller and larger brands, you may find it easier connected with other. With one another. Here's the thing. A brand can be very pretty because we all like the pretty. We like the sparkle. We like the shiny things. But if you go to their social media pages and they have values that just don't line up with yours, morals that don't line up with yours, that's okay. It's okay if you don't want to connect with them or do business with them because it's not lining up with who you are. So you can simply say, you know what? We're good. It was nice talk with you. It was nice meeting with you, but this is not the brand that I want to represent because representation matters. And your name is on the line. How many times have a celebrity represented a brand and that brand stood for something that was immoral, did not have the same core values? That celebrity has to clean up their image. They have to get their publicists involved. They have to go on Twitter. They have to go on Facebook and all types of social media sites to clean that up. Do you remember, was it a year and a half ago when Beyonce became the brand ambassador for Tiffany and found out that the diamond that she was wearing was used for a blood diamond? That had to be cleaned up quickly. So, all right, so determine the compatible brands. Create an eye-catching content. All right, so again, it's more than just getting on social media and just standing there and just talking. Because if you think about the commercials that we watch, the one-minute commercials, the 30-second commercials, they are eye-catching. They may have the colors. They may have the people, the smiles. It could be a Caucasian woman. It could be an African-American male. It could be children. It could be dogs. It could be birds. They're creating eye-catching content. One of my favorite directors is Hype Williams. Hype Williams from the 90s. He did Usher's videos. He did Missy Elliott's videos. He did Puff Daddy's videos. He did a numerous videos, and they were all Busta Rhymes videos, Janet Jackson. I can name them all. But what it was eye-catching. It was the colors. It was the spectrum. It was like a kaleidoscope. It was everything because he was an art major. So he knew how to captivate the audience that are watching videos, right? And before I get into how to create eye-catching content, we got another track by legendary DJ Brother O.
Yeah, it's the future.
Ah,
this happens on the block.
You wanna be a cowboy?
Day.
Hey, Mike, get your guns and meet me in the back right now.
Ole. Everyone wants to be a cowboy. Grab your gun, boys.
Ole.
45 by my side, do he live? You shot your bullet, but the bullet rang.
Desperado.
I pull out my gun and bluff two like true boy.
Why Clef?
Pace one.
Yo, this is how the West was won.
Our motto.
A true desperado.
Rappers wanna be actors, so they play the Jesse James cop car.
And get they bones fractured.
You ain't got no guns, you off to the precinct.
Inside, tough guys are feminine like Jim Easton.
But Christ's son still died. Thrown off the building like the four guys. Caved in a grave cause they didn't know how to behave. Playing cowboy, not to sleep with the slaves.
Who's the desperado?
Selling bottles in the alley.
On some village, wearing a mask like Jim Carrey.
Okay.
With his gat cock, staking up the crack spot. Pace one dies with both eyes on the jackpot.
The town that I'm from, Bedford, eat cat chowder. Sundance kid, it's the everyday purse snack.
Give me that.
If you see him coming, you better start running like a terrorist. I guarantee you he'll be harming.
Dynamite, Clef, I got the cash.
Yo, let's skip town like Harlem Knights.
Ole.
Everyone wants to be a cowboy. Grab your gun, boys.
Ole.
45 by my side, do he live?
We can this day so
watch the lights devotion. Can anyone approach us? We like, no, that's not
bueno.
I compose a poem for the mini gunslingers, R&B singers, perpetrating guns for two fingers.
If perhaps one of the foulest, I inhale large clouds of smoke through my chalice.
Fucking that star.
And write rhymes for hours. The ghetto misses.
Yeah.
Drinking whiskey.
But this scenario, can't no other shit in the barrio.
From North to Ontario.
Cause me a rock your battles. It's apparent you're no talent cause you're blazing in your saddle.
Watch these rappers get all up in your pockets. Then bounce with accountants that gave me good stocks. Cause props is up.
Through
the roof furnace like I'm 94.
Your head beaters, the
motherfuckers getting sick. Ole.
Everyone wants to be a cowboy. Grab your gun, boys.
Ole.
45 by my side, do he live?
Do. When the out hooked up with the refugees, it be motherfuckers in the NAACP.
And
coming up on weed of all types, smoking homegrown out tobacco pipes.
You got to know when to hold on, know when to fold on.
I can take your sunshine, piss in your wine, fill your concubine, walk away with your gold mine.
Ooh, ah, I can calm, I'ma say mama style, mama my cool.
The sheriff, I shot John Wayne. Push him off the runaway train in the movie Shane.
Yeah,
me and that kid, what's his name?
That would be me, Young Z from No Brain.
Oh, aye, aye.
Smoking pure from that Whole Foods store. Why my whore slap cops like guys I could afford. Up for ounces like them Islam brothers. We march through your hood with a million motherfuckers. So let's get high off the Fuji lot. When the evil's in the house like I'm blase blah.
When pandemonium strikes and midnight hits, almost flipped off. Infants in the lunatics on some uncertainty. You talk back, hustling crack don't make you bigger. Looking through, take your measurements quick, don't make it quicker. Stick and slide with vigor, city streets hot like liquor. 21 guns, blue issue, instincts from the roofing. Got nerve to mouth about it and the way you claim you're moving. Your whole style is loose and we gon' throw it like it's cotton. You feel or recognize it, everybody could get gotten. The bounty on your head says you dead by mañana. Pop babies whispering that there's a body drop behind the lot. These blew up, you find it like the whole block. Medina is the east side of town lounge, never till we own it. Gun players, regular front pages, the bonus. Life will keep existing as a known opponent. Life will keep existing as a known opponent.
Olé-hi.
Everyone wants to be a cowboy. Grab your gun, boy.
Olé-hi.
45 by my side, do he live?
Do.
All right, this is the product and in. This is Strictly Business, and I'm your host, E. Davis. We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're discussing on how to be a brand ambassador, a brand influencer, and one of the points we are mentioning right now is as create eye-catching content. So before we get into more on how to create eye-catching content, we do have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're from.
Peace, peace, peace. This is Jetty A-Track of the Soul Genius Shampoo Show. June 26th at 9:30 is the next show. E. Davis, how you doing?
Hey, good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm living lovely. I want to just commend you on the information that you're giving to everybody right now. I'm listening in, and there are great reminders, and there are great tools of insight as well in terms of, you know, how to take your business to the next level and, you know, just things to be mindful of as far as this digital age and as far as, you know, what really constitutes a brand. So I just wanted to give you your flowers and to show love. You know, I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much for taking the time to give us a call. Now, would you consider being a brand ambassador?
A brand ambassador of sorts. I feel like I'm more of a brand ambassador in person than I am in the digital realm right now. Especially because digitally I'm re-engineering, recalibrating some things. So there's a lot of things in disarray right now. But as far as in person, I am who I am, and how I carry myself is extremely hip-hop. So it's like to a degree that many people, when they see me in real life, they feel that the energy of an artist or the energy of an MC or the energy of some artistic manifest. It oozes from me, you know what I'm saying? So I'd say more physically in the flesh am I a brand ambassador, part of me, than digitally right now.
All right, very good, very good. Thank you again for giving us a call. You have a great evening.
Absolutely. Thank you, too.
All right, so in regards to creating eye-catching content, creating content takes a lot of patience and time, but it is worth it. Okay. Recently, I had started another podcast called The E. Davis Show. And making the videos for the different segments can be time consuming. However, when you finish the edits and you look at the finished product, it is very, very, very worth it. So what I recommend anyone to do, and of course I'm going to go over all these notes, is put together a team that can help you with the, say, the color of your outfit, the color of your backdrop, the color of your surroundings, the content, how you look, the representation, because presentation is very, it's very effective. If you look on, of course, social media, the internet, when somebody's putting together, say, an event where they got the food, they got the desserts, they got the ambiance, the table setting, that's presentation. That's eye-catching presentation. And so when you want an event, say a gender reveal party or a wedding or a birthday party or graduation party, that theme of the event is very, very catchy. And you want to bring attention. You want to bring down awareness. So creating eye-catching content is very important. When it comes to social media, first impression is everything. It is mandatory. Absolutely not. And this is especially when it comes to becoming a brand ambassador. You may only have one chance to win over a potential brand partner once they visit your profile. If you're looking to land your dream partnership, it is essential that you are creating the most captivating content possible. Now, we do have tools that can help you. Here are a few tips to creating eye-catching content. Choose one visual aesthetic, such as colors, high saturation, black and white, etc., and remain consistent throughout your post. Consistency is key. And I've said that before, as far as staying consistent, as far as your post, but consistency is key. Avoid cheesy stock image style pictures and opt to create more natural feeling imagery. As mentioned before, be yourself. So avoid all the cheesiness because that's fake. It's the big smile. Avoid that. Just be natural. Video content is huge in demand on all platforms, so it's great to create as much as it is possible. So learn how to create videos. We are now in the digital age, so we have smartphones, Androids, or iPhones. Learn how to use your phone, especially if you're trying to build a business. If you're 65 years old, 70 years old, you're trying to build a business, learn how to use your phone, okay? I'm sure you have grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, great-nieces and nephews that know how to use a phone. Sit down, take the time, and learn how to use your phone. I'm going to leave it right there. Create content that calls for interaction, including creating polls, ask questions in your captions, and give thanks back to the online followers. So when you put out a content, have a question, so that way people can talk. And they reply back. Okay, so when you have a content, I posted, I'll give you a prime example. So in the past month, I have been on a Bridgerton kick. I had watched first season, second season, and of course Queen Charlotte, all within the past month, loving every minute of it. So I follow a Bridgerton page on social media, and I'll post a picture of a scene. And I'll have my comment. And then I'll put, let's talk about it. Or I'll put, what do you think? I'll put, what are your thoughts? And that's creating engagement. And since that engagement, I have generated maybe 10 to 15 more followers in the past month on my personal page because these individuals that are fans of this TV show are looking into my page and see who I am as an individual, who I am as a brand, and they are now following me. All right? The engagement. All right. Being active online is especially important for brand ambassadors as it keeps their following engaged and could, if you keep the followers engaged and it could, even expand your reach by boosting your posts to discover page or explore tabs of a platform. Generally, each social media platform has a specific best practice for how often post to maximize your engagement. Okay? And it is now time for my favorite time of the day, evening, and gozy time.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk away. Those who correlate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I can rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When you D up and on their horse, kick around drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in the state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want.
I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some cortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Orgy and Best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witches brew if you do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be needing Simone and defecating on your microphone.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run away from these styles I got. Oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot. Oh yeah. And anywhere I go, my whole crew gonna know. Oh baby, hey baby, you can't hide from the bag. Oh no.
Ready or not, refugee taking over, the Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster, on the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber, crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers, super fly, two lies do or die, talk me high, only for fly with my crew from like high, I refugee from Guantanamo Bay, dance around the border like I'm cash,
ready or not, here I come, you can't hide, gonna find you.
Listen now, of course it's the Fugees with E. Davis tonight. And what a wonderful analyst type of program we had right here with our young lady. And of course, she has her own podcast. Please go to YouTube and subscribe to the E. Davis Show. It's wonderful, professional, and it's all that. You know why? Because we are Beverly Nation. Tomorrow night we come right back on this wonderful platform with another rookie phenomenon. Her name is Wanda Walker, and she's the talker. That's the name of the show, right? 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation and Beverly Nation and WBNN. has advertising to Ngozi Tai Multimedia. We're at Pinterest. We're at Google, Instagram, and Twitter, and also LinkedIn at Ngozi_time. Ola Deli Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole Dele, that goes with my at gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned, of course, to the Battle of the Network Stars, hosted by Olad Cassell, June 18th on a Sunday night, Father's Day, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time. And, of course, the 8 best hosts of this nation will be available to promote their shows. And now back to the class of 2020, the wonderful E. Davis, y'all. Pittsburgh, stand up.
All right. Thank you so much. And again, we are just wrapping this up. We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. And I am your host. This is Strictly Business with E. Davis. And just to just give you some more quick, brief points, start connecting with other brands. It's beyond that simple. Write a captivating social media platform. Stay active on social media. I mean, social media would be a type of networking you need to do to stay active, stay busy. Spend maybe 1 or 2 hours a day. And if you don't have that kind of time, which we definitely understand, then you need to hire a social media person for you to post your videos and your pictures and things like that. All right. Businesses are out there. Building your own table is out there. All you have to do is Google it, research it, and just tap in to see if this is what you are born to do, what you're destined to do. And if it's not for you, then you know what? Oh, well. But if you know someone who could benefit from it, who has the personality, who has the social media presence, then reach out to them and say, I tell you what, this is something that can help you get yourself out there, get yourself seen and known. All right, family, this is E. Davis, and you guys have a great Thursday.